Listening to the greatest radio show ever, it's Spank Wagon Radio.
Fade in. Oh, you already did. Okay.
Yeah, oh yeah.
All right, here we go.
Yeah, welcome. It's Friday night. It's Spank Wagon Radio.
That's right. Only at spankwagon.vftp.net.
Provided I don't break the rest of the site.
Right. It's a little depressing day at Spank Wagon.
Yeah.
Many casualties, many deaths in Hollywood, and the message boards are down.
Message boards are nuked right now, yeah. And Whitey, if you're listening, which I doubt it, because you probably have a check to cash over to casino.
Yeah. Hopefully, if you make it home in time before spending a paycheck, go ahead and get the message boards back up.
Yeah.
So how are you doing?
I'm not doing too bad. How are you doing today?
I'm quite pleasant.
Good. Good.
So it was a very interesting week.
Just let's give everybody a real quick heads up right now. The remainder of the show is going to be like this because right now we're shopping out to an easy listening station, and we realized we needed to change our format. In order to be more acceptable to, you know, the easy listening elderly audience.
Yeah, right now we're also test marketing some ads. You know, you're listening to the smooth sound of balls. We can have like rubbing corduroy, but we're still in the experimental stages on that.
Yeah, we've started a couple fires, and that just wasn't good to do with corduroy.
Yeah, especially when it's the.
By the way, how are your thighs?
They're very well.
Okay.
They're a little chafed, but that's okay. I'll get over it.
Okay. Good.
Using a little topical cream.
Good.
But, we're here on Spank Wagon Radio, only at spankwagon.vftp.net.
Provided we don't break the rest of the site.
Correct. And we are your hosts. I am Claude Balls, and beside me, as always, is Trencher.
Yep. Why don't we go ahead, and we've mentioned the site problems, why don't we go ahead and start talking about some of the big news events that we have encountered probably in the past 24 hours to 48 hours.
Indeed. As we're trying to work on the new format of the show, so we're trying to kind of cut out the profanity, which is why we're already at the end of the show. So let's go ahead, let's get to the news. There was a shooting yesterday.
Huge event yesterday
it was on the
Levitt's Furniture.
Well, not quite Levitt's Furniture. It didn't originate there. There was a pedestrian walking down the street, and viewer reports say that apparently a homeless derelict man asked him for change, and his response was to pull out a .22 caliber gun, and he shot him three times, walked away, then stopped, turned around, pulled the gun out again, and shot him twice more in the back. Several witnesses saw this from their cars on the street as the suspect, because he's not guilty yet.
Right, correct.
Innocent until proven guilty in our country. As the suspect walked towards Levitt's Furniture, What basically happened was there was a pursuing police officer. Now, I've heard conflicting reports, but so far it does appear to be a good report that it was a bike officer. Why he wasn't on the car.
A motorcycle?
No, a bring, you know, like a...
Oh, like a pedal bicycle.
Right.
Right.
So what happened was he asked the suspect to lay down on the ground. The suspect started to comply, and as the suspect started motioning, the officer put his gun away, and at that time it was too late. The suspect pulled out his gun and shot him. It wasn't point-blank range. It was a bit of ways away, and due to the small caliber of the gun, everything was... The officer was injured, but not life-threatening.
He was literally shot in the head.
Yes.
But if anybody knows anything about a .22 caliber round...
It's not very big.
It's not big at all. As a matter of fact, I would have to say, if you look at most cell phone antennas, that's about the size of the round.
Exactly. And apparently...
About an inch by, I'd say... 3/8?
Yeah, not very large at all. And they said that apparently the projectile was lodged between his eyeball and his sinus cavity.
Mm-hmm.
And he was walking, talking. He was, of course, bleeding profusely, but he was conscious through the whole event right there. Otherwise, I believe that there may have been another person injured. They thought that there was a second suspect, which is why they evacuated the Levitt store. But otherwise, the suspect is in custody.
Okay. Well, you know, and what had occurred to us and what we were able to witness is pretty much every single Metro officer convening on basically the neighborhood that our offices are, because that
indeed
was the neighborhood this occurred.
It most certainly seemed that way. They even had a canine units and SWAT teams out.
And helicopter teams, and we got to memorize the license plates of several undercover officer vehicles.
So that way, in case, you know, there's any speeding allowed, but I don't know if we can talk about that anymore since we're censoring the show, but in case we happen to need to take a notice of undercover vehicles.
Okay. Moving on.
Moving on.
Actually, it's been a really, really lousy week in Vegas with multiple homicides.
A police chase left a woman
police
dead.
Police chase left a woman dead. Mm-hmm. Teenagers killed a woman that way. The woman who went completely ballistic and beat her two children in with a baseball bat.
Yes, and they say that the deaths were not immediate as first thought.
No.
They did suffer for at least about an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And I think that...
But she has been upgraded in her condition. She's walking, talking. Now, the mother...
Yes. What has happened here is she actually attempted to kill herself. After she beat her children, she walked out onto Las Vegas Boulevard in the midst of traffic.
Las Vegas Boulevard North.
Yes, North. And attempted to run in front of a semi.
Right.
Which hit her, of course, struck her. She went to the hospital, was in serious to critical condition, and of course now she's at what condition?
She is stable right now. She is expected indeed to make a full recovery. She is off of life support equipment right now. They're not saying the extent of her wounds or know what happened, but she was indeed struck by an 18-wheeler gravel truck.
Anybody who does work or have access to the hospital and knows of who this person is, please go into their unit and please, just unplug everything you see in the room.
Well, it's not gonna doing you any good now because she is off of life support.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Oop.
So, can't say that.
Sorry.
We'll have to edit that out. So anyhow, yeah, that very tragic indeed. We also had, like I say, another woman die in a police chase. A 16-year-old suspect stole a car.
Mm-hmm.
Police gave pursuit. The teenager ran a red light and plotted a woman about approximately 60 miles an hour. And unfortunately, of course, the woman, she has passed away now. She's dead. So, you know, very, very tragic thing. It's kind of a very down note for Las Vegas right now.
Well, it is very, very sad. But I think right now what we're going to do is we're going to go back to some of the more music.
Yeah, and we're going to see if we can possibly get some good easy listening things here.
Don't really have much of easy listening yet.
Well,
we still have to
Barry
upgrade
Manilow.
That. I don't want to do that yet.
Yeah, that is a little saucy.
I'm a little non-committal to this yet.
Yeah, but Barry Manilow is a little bit saucy right there, too.
True.
He might kind of
might be a little bit too much, too
and
strong.
And the Copacabana starts talking about showgirls, so that may be a little too suggestive. Let's go ahead here. While Trencher searches, I'll go ahead and keep on talking right here. But yes, very interesting things going on this week. In addition, there was an unfortunate accident, an earthquake in Japan.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah.
The 8.0. An 8.0 earthquake.
Indeed. It was actually, damage is quite bad, and several hundred people have been injured. However, fortunately, if you can really call it that, in a tragedy of this magnitude, the earthquake, the epicenter was actually offshore.
Yeah, so that means that they actually had to worry more about tsunamis.
Right, right.
Not just Japan, but also Alaska.
Indeed. Alaska is very prone to tsunamis, mm-hmm. as they are the outmost... front coastline, portion of coastline, I should say, on the North American continent. It can affect, California and the up and parts of Canada right there, but typically the further south you go, because the more inland it goes right there, it does seem to go ahead and, kind of wear down a little bit. But like we say, the damage can be pretty bad. And fortunately, it did happen on the Pacific side as well. Otherwise, in the Sea of Japan, it can affect mainland China. And that's also very interesting, too. Korea is attempting to change their name.
Yes. Why don't we go ahead and get back with that here in a moment?
We'll have been
listening to Spankwagon Radio.
And we'll go ahead and we'll take a break here. Then we'll finish up the news. And while we take a break, we'll see if we can write some other material, perhaps, since we're trying to really kind of, censor ourselves.
Yes.
We're not necessarily shopping, but, trying to tone down profanity, because Obi John's girlfriend said she was a little...
This is Gilroy McFadden coming at you live and direct from WKGB, the radio station where two's company and three's an audience. Hey, how about a delicious bit of irony? Let's play some Warp Trocast music, shall we? Trish, sorry, just asserting my authority. Why don't you go ahead and take back the transmission, baby?
Fuck, 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 mother, motherfuck, mother, motherfuck, fuck, motherfuck, motherfuck, noinch, noinch, noinch. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4, noinch, noinch, noinch. Smoking weed, doing coke, drinking beers, beers, beers. Rolling fatties, smoking blunts, who smokes the blunts, who smokes the blunts, rolling blunts and smoking.
Let me get a nickel back.
$15, little man. Put that shit in my hand. If that money doesn't show, then you owe me, oh.
Oh, and you guys were fucking worried that we'd hear A gone soft. Yes, they were shenanigans, Rev.
Yeah.
Remind me never to play a game with you. I know it all.
Hide the salami.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the world's greatest internet radio show.
Spank Wagon Radio.
Yeah, right. Spank Wagon Radio. There you go.
Yeah, we did fuck up the site, and we already did talk about that.
Yeah.
There's a lot of fucked up shit, but we got to see a lot of fucking cop cars.
God damn,
like,
man.
Like, 50 fucking cop cars were hanging out at the Costco parking lot. We're eating hot dogs and, you know, hiding our Puerto Rican friend because we were afraid he was a suspect.
Yeah.
Jesus.
It was pretty fucking bad, dude.
Yeah, really bad. Really bad.
Yeah, but we survived, dude. You know,
yeah. We hung out in the office. We couldn't let people down the street because they blocked our street off. So
right,
no
dude.
One could make it into work, and people could leave work at any time, provided they went certain directions.
I didn't really
You just read rather was, hung out,
yeah,
you know?
I just kind of hung out, yeah. I didn't know, you know, like, yeah.
Fuck, I didn't get out of there until about 11 o'clock last night.
Why?
We were sending people over for, like, one shift. And I stuck with the swing shifters. And then that meant I was the only management literally in the building.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to kind of hang out and take care of stuff.
Cool.
And then I got to leave at 11. Yay.
Yeah.
Hey, overtime.
They didn't. The cops actually didn't leave Lovitz till 3 a.m. Told. I got that from directly from the turtle stop.
Yeah. They were. Oh, so no one. We were like, what happened at the turtle stop?
I asked him. He's like, you know, one dude right there, his uncle or whoever it is, couldn't leave till like 9 at night and shit.
Man.
I guess it's late for him. I don't know. And like, oh, wow. In the meantime, like, what the fuck does that mean to me?
Yeah. My uncle couldn't go home. Oh,
yeah.
Gee.
Weeping, dude. The world's tiniest violin.
Do they listen? Never mind. Anyhow.
I'm sure they
so, yeah, let's see.
We got gummy hot dogs in there, too, now.
The whole gummy candy section? Dude, they're going straight up for penny candy section, you know?
Yeah.
Next thing you know, it's going to be like, you know, big of a pair of tongs and you get all the Swedish chef you want, or Swedish chefs. Swedish fish.
What's a Swedish? Oh, that's that stuff.
That's a shit Whitey loves.
Swedish fish.
By
like
the way, anybody
sounds like a Nordic chick with a yeast infection.
Scrape the gills.
Yeah, I got the crotchy cheese.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah,
is that Vermonter stuff? Yeah. Anyway.
But you're wearing lederhosen.
Ah, dude, so let's see. I know we killed a lot of our news articles right at the beginning. Fuck.
So what, dude?
Well, I mean, just what the fuck is going on with Vegas? I mean, within a week, parent kills their kid, the kids who steal the car kill somebody's parents.
Yeah.
The shit went on down near our place.
Pockyclips.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, what's that? Wait, what did you say?
Pockyclips.
Pockyclips?
Yeah, didn't you ever see Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome?
Like, long time
big
ago.
Big Pockyclips happened? Never mind, dude.
Well, explain it, please.
Because they're Australian and they're not raised properly, they're feral children, they don't say apocalypse. They say Pockyclips. It was not some fucking invasion of Japanese food, don't worry.
Okay, Pockyclips! A big old pretzel stick about the size of someone's fist.
Yeah.
Hey, wait.
It's Japan, so you know where it's gonna go.
Shaboom.
What the fuck is up with that culture, dude?
I don't know.
We love organized business, small transistor radio products, and rape. Fuck, man.
All I know is you sent me a fucked up hentai photo
today
that made
great,
me laugh.
Wasn't it?
It was okay, look, it's a hentai chick, you know, we're talking colon opening, and everything like that.
Yeah.
And someone decided to do a quick MS Paint and put a clown's face on it.
Yeah, if anybody wants to see this, it's over on the latest hentai game review at somethingawful.com. It was just a funny picture I had to share.
It was, you know, and if I ever was going to develop a taste into hentai, that shot it all out the window.
The clown or the open colon?
Yes.
You can't develop a taste for hentai if you don't like seeing entrails from the inside out.
I don't know what it is about that whole genre. I mean, just, you know.
Genre nothing. It translates into everything, dude.
Sex.
Yeah, dude.
Okay, well, I can give you that. You know, I mean,
understand. Japan's got some great game shows, though. I think it's really great, you know, where they have fucking snowball relays. And we're not talking like.
I know what you're talking about,
yeah.
Walter.
Fuck you. No, I saw it on, like, you know, HBO does that Shock TV.
Yeah,
I saw that on there. They show it. They did the mosaic. I don't get that. Japan has to mosaic everything out, dude.
Everyone gets their fair camera time.
I mean, even on their porn they export. It's stupid.
I don't know.
But no, yeah, you know, they got to relay snowballs, man, and they got to fill up cylinders, and I think it's like the winning team, not the losing. The winning team gets the. Captain gets to fucking drink it all in one big-ass bukkake chug.
Oh, God!
Oh, by the way, when they relay, they have to be on their hands and knees.
Anything else? Backwards while having a lawnmower stuffing dildos in their asses circular-wise? I mean, come on!
No, but there is one portion where they do have to go with, like, you know, run around with dildos in them. Yes.
Oh, my God.
Fucking
that's
Japan.
That's fucked up. Well, you know what? You know what? And I watch things like Most Extreme Challenge.
I'm just surprised that, you know, like, fucking Amnesty International or, like, now doesn't boycott fucking Japan. Because, dude, if I was a woman in Japan, I would, like, flee. You know what I mean?
You want to do what with me? And they're such a repressed culture in a lot of other ways.
Oh, most definitely. Look at everything from their World War II atrocities up to their porn. You can always Germans are fucking weird, okay? Germans advocate fucking, you know, like strap-on sex.
Yeah.
I'm sure Red Rum would love to sprechen the Deutsch, but, you know, any case.
She'd love to speak the German?
Yeah. But you know what, dude?
yeah, Germany's a weird fucking culture too, man. And Japan is like going away from that shit too. Japan's like, eh, fuck this. You know, they got their legion of slackers coming up. I think that's fucking cool.
They do, and that's going to be very interesting. Now, I can tell you one thing.
That's going to wreck their economy.
Yeah, well, you know what? Japan to me always seems to be more punk now. Because I have seen some of the most wildest hairstyles and clothing styles on our tourists here. Now, granted, that's a different economic class, but
right,
very punk.
Right.
You
actually,
know?
Yeah.
How, I mean...
You want to go to
Japan? Could you imagine... Well, I would like to go once, yes.
Spreiklagen!
I can imagine going to... I'd like to go there once, just to say I've been there. And
I need to, like, learn some language, though, man, because Japanese people I don't trust. Dude, you know what? I am sure that if I go to Europe, okay, even if you fuck it, I'm sure that, you know what? Even if I went to France, man, and I don't necessarily mean I, but if I'm sure that, you know, because I have no want to go to France.
Right.
You know, I'm not being political or anything. It just doesn't, not a place that interests me. It's like fucking wanting to go to Greenland, okay?
Okay.
Anyhow, I'm sure that, you know, some dude could go to, like, love or, you know, go to France and find true love, and naturally she's going to be fucking bitchy. She's going to be a fucking cunt. Because that's just fucking French, how they are.
Right.
Okay? It just seems to be like, at least the rest of Europe would be like...
Dead.
Yeah. Is it hot in here? Yeah, I know. 15,000 is the final death toll.
15,000 people?
They got the count in from the rural area as well.
Oh, my God.
15,000 people dead in France due to lack of... We don't need silly American air conditioning.
What is bottled water?
I gotta, you know, I can only think of one thing, man. Was it heat wave or asphyxiation? They don't bathe, dude.
I know that.
Yeah.
I know that. Trust me, I was on a bus with a bunch of French, Germans, Italians when I was over in Italy. And it was 100 degrees outside. 100%.
What'd you do? Get up and go, y'all stank.
No. You know,
less lunch del americano.
No. I did very well at not dressing like I do here.
Would you dress up like Popper?
No. I mean, I made sure.
Wine cloth.
I didn't wear any tennis shoes the entire time. And you know I love my tennis shoes.
What'd you wear?
I don't have them in here. I had to wear, like, I wore, like, my sandals that I bought, or, you know, some just dress shoes or things like that, or more like the hiking dress shoes. You know what I have.
Yeah.
You know.
Did that blend in well?
Very well, actually. Because you know what the Italians are wearing? Tennis shoes and baseball caps. But they all weigh, like, about 110 pounds. Men, women, children, they all weigh 110 pounds. And that's it. I kid you not. Like, everyone there seems to be skinny until they get old. Once they get old, and then they're starting to gain the weight.
They balloon, yes.
And it's very weird. Here, we start off fat. Americans are fat from the birth to death. We're fat.
Some.
There, they just kind of gradually get fat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's our interbreeding. Has a lot to affect with, I'm sure.
Fuck that interbreeding. You know what that is? I'll even tie that in with this fucking article here.
Well, you have a news story.
Oh, I got several. I do every week. You know what? The reason we're fat is because of shit like this. And let me just pull up this article. And your initial reaction pretty much sold it.
Which one?
And I'm going to read this. It's pretty much verbatim. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association, no cracks there, please, is muscling in on appetizers.
It's the association. It's not the Cattle Congress of Iowa.
I said, here's what they're making. You ready for this? Cheeseburger fries. A deep-fried mixture of ground beef, cheese, breading that tastes just like a cheeseburger. The cattlemen are hoping their invention will do for beef sales what Chicken McNuggets did for chicken. What? They're just going to put a fucking cow head in a box and have someone open it up?
Ah! Look, I got a giant McNugget, honey.
Exactly. You know, but by the way, these aren't like your deep, they call them the wimpy deep-fried mushrooms, zucchini, mozzarella sticks, that Gray's appetizer menu. No. These are going to be hearty cheeseburger fries.
Straight up, dude.
On the they've been on the market now for nearly a year.
Why don't they just start selling, like, fucking fried skin?
They do.
No, I mean, market at fast food, man.
I don't know. All I know is every time we seem to walk into a gas station, you seem to find the pork rinds. Hey, look! Fried pork!
Dude, they got chicken rinds, too.
I don't want to know that either. Oh, God, the smell is coming.
Those nasty-ass fucking
God,
festering
horrible.
Ones. Chicken rinds, dude.
This has been on the market for about a year. Nearly $1 million of these savory sticks have been sold.
I was looking at a bag of those. I thought I saw a claw.
They've been sold to restaurants and school lunchrooms across the nation. I think we found a problem. According to Oklahoma-based Advance Foods, which makes the product.
You know what? There's nothing advanced in Oklahoma except for, like, a state of deterioration.
But until recently, no major chains had bitten on the concept.
Yeah, of course. It's Oklahoma. They don't have teeth.
That changed when Ram International, which has Ram Brew Pubs in Rosemont, Schaumburg, Wheeling, blah, 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 agreed to add cheeseburger fries to their menus within the next few months. In other words, let's kind of just try them, and whoever dies first will not put it on the menu, okay?
Let's go get some cheeseburger fries. What do you say?
We have to find them here in Vegas. That's the first thing.
We'll make them.
I will have to take... I will have to eat, like a ton of Tums before I do that.
Nah, you'll be fine.
My ass.
We'll get some deep-fried Twinkies, too, man.
Oh, Jesus. That was luck.
Yeah.
Okay, check it out.
By the grace of God, they were sold out, especially looking at that kitchen. I think back on it, and it's like, what was I doing, dude?
Who knows?
Anyhow.
So, 3 years ago, Northwestern University students who stopped in at the Keg, a campus hangout in Evanston, were among the first to try the beefy appetizers when it was given away for free in a test.
Beefy appetizers.
You know, that just... Whip it out and give them some beefy appetizers.
It's called pre-cum.
It was very well received. People loved them.
They were drunk. Yeah, they're
really
greasy.
They're Yeah, exactly. It's greasy food. They're at a bar. They're college kids.
Fuck, you're drunk, dude. You go to Denny's, man. You're like, shit, why is this place in fucking Zagat's? I mean, come on, dude.
Exactly. Zagat's. He said Zagat.
Whatever.
But you know what? You know what? Hey, all I got to say, PETA. The fries are 3 to 4 inches long and consist of ground beef mixture with teeny diced cheese cubes and covered with breading. When deep fried, the cheese melts into the familiar yellow-orange topping onto cheeseburgers. Yes, American cheese, the worst cheese out there. But the snack, like any deep fried food, is no friend of the dieter. Each fry packs about 75 calories.
Damn.
And 4 grams of fat.
One fry?
One fry.
Good God, man.
Most restaurants are serving up 5 of these things at a time.
Jesus, man.
The Cattlemen's Association Research and Development Ranch. I can only picture a lab with dusty floors. And not really beakers, but like tin cups. You know, that kind of just mix it shit together. The Research and
Some
Development
asshole
Ranch.
In a lab coat, man, throwing up tin cans, shooting at him.
It ain't even a fucking lab coat. It's a duster they just buttoned up.
A white one.
Yeah, there you go. It's already working on cheeseburgers in various flavors with jalapeno, bacon barbecue, and Philly cheese steak. They
dude,
say the article,
that,
of course...
Dude, I'm having chest pains thinking
about
that.
And it's horrible because I don't eat shit like that anymore. I haven't eaten at Jack in the Box in a long time. Last week after the show, I had an In-N-Out because I was severely craving...
It was good,
In-N-Out.
Wasn't it?
Oh, In-N-Out was delicious. Even Michelle... said, you know, this is better than the last time I remember it.
Of course it was.
In-N-Out, greasy good food, very good fries. I love their fries. I can eat just nothing but their fries.
Oh, they're good. You order like 3 of them right there, throw some salt on, shake it up in the box, man.
Yeah. Will they make cheesy fries?
They make cheesy fries?
I wonder if they'll do that. I like cheese on my fries.
Why not?
I love
man.
Cheesy fries.
Cheesy fries are okay. Best if they're either ranch, mm-hmm. like the little, you know, seasoning salt on them,
mm-hmm.
or bacon bits.
Yes. Worst cheesy fries. No, excuse me. Best cheesy fries, but worst for you cheesy fries. Nitro Grill, when it was open in the Excalibur here in Vegas.
Mm.
Okay. WCW restaurant, theme restaurant, yes. If you don't know. That was a home. They had, you know, the cheesy fry platter. And that thing was an entire plate of cheesy fries with bacon bits.
Yum.
Oh, it's great.
Yum.
I like cheesy fries. I'm retarded like that. So they go, hey, what's next? Dessert? And they go, well, that'd be quite a challenge. Says Betty Hogan, Director of New Product Marketing for the Cattlemen's Association. But beef is already there, in gelatin. At that point, I just lost it, because you know what that reminded me of?
What?
Beef Jell-O.
Ooh.
Because beef product is animal byproduct.
I remember
gelatin.
Beef Jell-O, dude. That was fucking nasty, dude. It was, okay, for anybody at home, okay, do me a favor. If anybody at home has ever had beef-flavored ramen...
Oh, JLD caught me. Yeah, you're right. I do like the mini mart. That's where I do get most of my grease. I'm sorry. I'm talking like Jack in the Box and stuff like that, though.
Oh, but the mini mart doesn't count.
No.
Why is that?
Dude, I don't know.
Their fucking burgers are greasier than anything else.
It's true. You keep looking on my shoulder like something moved.
I saw like a light pop up. That's all. It's all right.
Weird. Well, actually, you know, you're right. I do like that little greasy spoon next door that's in a gas station. Will you stop that? Like that greasy spoon next door. So,
yeah, but even I had like a burger today right there, and I was like, oof, afterwards. I'm like, you know what? That's going to be like a reserve treat for me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They're good, though. I can eat them. I can handle them. But I can't, like, handle Jack in the Box. I will not touch McDonald's. I mean, you've violated my trash can.
Yeah, I had a McGriddle. A McGriddle is nasty.
I don't know if we've talked... Have we talked about this online yet?
We said we were going to, but I never got a chance to say. For anybody listening, I don't like McGriddles. And let me explain why.
I haven't touched one, just because from what I heard. Not just from Claude, but from others as well.
Let me describe a McGriddle. Imagine you go and have a pancake breakfast, okay? Let's say you get some blueberry pancakes. You like blueberry pancakes?
I like blueberry pancakes.
Okay. And let's say you have, let's say you have some sausage on the side, right?
I like that.
Some scrambled eggs.
Okay.
And maybe you put, like, a little cheese on the scrambled eggs, make an omelet, kind of.
Uh-huh.
Follow me so far?
So far, so good.
That'd be a good breakfast, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now... imagine what you do is you take all of that and you condense it into a something the size of like an Egg McMuffin, which is exactly what a McGriddle is, and you bite into it. Okay? Now the problem, and it's blueberry pancakes with maple syrup. The problem was I got nauseous from biting into it. I felt like a fucking pig. I felt like I was at fucking IHOP stuffing my face with everything at once.
Explain.
You get all the flavors at once right there, dude. Let me ask you something right there. Have you ever, and be honest, okay? Don't be a fucking prude going, I've never done that. You ever had a meal, like dinner or something like that? You know, you got gravy and some mashed potatoes left, and take a fucking piece of bread and wipe it down and eat
Yes.
it? Okay. Imagine if you could that same kind of feeling, but you're doing it with breakfast, okay?
Uh-huh.
You feel morbidly obese, like you're stuffing the shit into your mouth. It's an odd feeling. If you tried one, you would know the feeling. It's like you get every flavor at once, and it's not like a fucking sausage McBiscuit or McMuffin, and it's not like a croissant sandwich. Those are breakfast foods, but the fucking McGriddle portion throws it off. The only way I could eat a McGriddle was if I simply dissected it. Hmm. I'd have to eat the meat and then fucking eat the eggs and cheese and then eat the fucking buns last, because it really does taste authentic. And the part about it is too, man, when you bite into the breading, it's a real fucking pancake, and it's juicy with syrup inside, and that shit gushes.
Reverend Harris says he loves the McGriddles. They rule. If you have all the meat on them, fuck the eggs and cheese.
I can't.
Is it true?
Yeah, sponge soak. Exactly, Shazad.
Yeah. Okay.
McDonald's maple syrup sucks ass. I'm a fucking second that notion.
Question. The M on the cake, the top part, is that real?
Yes.
They brand it.
Yes.
Oh my god.
Yeah, you know what, man? I mean, McDonald's with their maple syrup, yeah, it's fucking horrible. It's not real. I've had better. I'm no connoisseur of fucking breakfast fast foods. I know. If you ever go and you get French toast at Jack in the Box, Jack in the Box makes a decent maple syrup in comparison. But McDonald's, it's like you're eating some cheap institutional shit. Mm. It's very nasty. It's like they spent so much money on Heinz ketchup and French's mustard for the burgers. They said, we got to cut somehow. Somebody make a fucking rundown of Smart and Final.
Keg of maple syrup.
Fucking Iris brand and shit.
See, now, I guess. But we talk about the fat
now,
people.
And what's worse, dude?
That's it. Right there. Shit like this.
Dude, what's worse? You ever been hungry and eat it? Have you ever been like, fuck, man, I'm hungry, after working all night or starving, you go out and you have breakfast, something like that?
Yes.
You ever done that with McDonald's, an Egg McMuffin or something? Okay. But you don't with breakfast, right? You know how you're like, even if you eat too much, I ate too much right there. I ate that shit on an empty stomach, and for some reason it made me sick. Part of it was the feeling that I felt like a fucking pig.
Right.
But I it made me fucking sick to my goddamn stomach. I just fucking retched right in your trash can outside.
Hmm.
I just fucking went, blah. I couldn't fucking contain it, dude. It was that fucking bad. McGriddles are very nasty. The flavor of everything combined and with that right there, you just feel like you've scooped everything up into a giant fucking soup spoon and you're spoon feeding yourself everything at once to eat as fast as you can. It's the most unpleasant food I've ever eaten. And I don't mean... I mean, guacamole. I hate fucking guacamole.
Mm-hmm.
I can be like, eh, guacamole because I just don't like it because it's unappealing looking. Flavor when you get down to it is okay, but I don't like the way it
looks.
It's
like avocado. Avocado's pretty good.
Right. I don't like avocado because of guacamole connection. Okay. And sour cream I'm not fond of, but I can tolerate. Mm-hmm. But the McGriddles are the only food I've ever eaten that where I'm physically uncomfortable.
I know what we get to do for next week's show. Reverend Hammer just pointed it out. He wants to make a maple milkshake. Do you want to make a maple milkshake for next week's show?
I would have to see how I'm feeling then, because right now, talking about McGriddles, I've psyched myself.
It'll be a week out.
I have psyched myself. Dude, I'm...
Next week, we're going to make a maple milkshake.
I've psyched myself out.
I'll go buy some syrup, some vanilla ice cream. Yeah, we're going to make maple milkshakes.
All right. Oh, well, vanilla ice cream? All right, then. Okay, we
can... Well, they don't have, like, a maple ice cream. What's a good ice cream you think for making a maple milkshake? Looks like we got the maple syrup, so we need that.
Maple
I think
syrup.
We have some left over from chicken and waffles.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we do.
Yeah,
chicken shake, man.
Yeah.
Chicken and waffle shake.
Oh, no. No, no, no.
God, that would be fucking horrible.
Peep juice smoothies threw me off with a chunk. Can you imagine drinking something sweet and having a chunk of chicken go down your throat? Ah, no, no.
Don't think chicken. Just think meat product.
Meat. Meat. It's much for dinner.
Yeah. Hey, that's a theme to beef. I'll never forget that.
Anyhow, moving
theme
on.
I'm trying to think. Something, a good flavor other than vanilla possibly to enhance it. I'll have to get back to you on that one.
Yeah, we'll have to
research
it.
There's only one thing I could think of that would go good with that, and the chunks fuck me up on that.
Mm-hmm.
Butter pecan.
Oh, pecan. Toffee. Toffee would work well.
There we go.
A toffee ice cream.
Hopefully it wouldn't throw it off too much, though. But we'll have to check that out.
Yeah, I'll have to confirm with someone who can cook, because I sure in the hell can't.
You just want to use regular maple syrup or flavored stuff?
I think we'll use regular maple syrup. So next week what we'll do is we'll use
real
regular
or
maple syrup.
Real stuff, or are you going to get cheap on me?
What do you mean?
You know, like fucking, generic shit just says maple syrup on a bottle.
We'll see what we have downstairs still.
Shit you buy, like, oh, I was going to say Ralph's, man. Ralph's don't even fucking exist here. Like,
I see their truck on the freeway.
Yeah, you know where they're shipping their food to, right?
No.
Smith's.
Oh, figures. Ralph's and Smith's.
Dude, went to L.A., dude. They had a Fresh Values card. Instead of saying Smith's, said Ralph's.
Hmm.
Handed one my Fresh Value card, and she's like, scans, like, I've never seen this dude before. She looks at it and says, Smith's. I'm like, she's like, Smith's? What the hell is this? I'm like, that's a market, man, you guys own. The fucking trip. Lucky's, too, but they're gone. Albertson's. Anyhow,
Chajad feels good, authentic Vermont maple syrup, Breyer's all-natural ice cream, and whole milk. Dude. We got a budget. chocolate chip cookie dough and maple syrup. No.
Don't throw shit in blender. No, don't pick random fucking shit, dude. Don't give me fucking toughest
coffee caramel.
And like fucking asparagus.
A coffee milkshake does sound good, but
it's called cappuccino
Starbucks.
Shake.
Yeah.
It's already done. We need something original flavor, man. Hey, let that be a poll.
Yeah, well, if we had the site working properly.
When we get the site up, that'd be cool.
It should be up by Monday night at the latest. That's what I'm looking at right now.
By the time you hear this, it'll probably be fixed.
Really, it should be.
So right now, it doesn't work. But when you hear this, it'll be fixed.
Yes. What we're going to do next week, Reverend? If you want to make one to give us your opinions, sure, go for it. But I think we're going to do one as well.
Sweet flavor of condiment flavored things like that. It'd be very interesting.
What, ketchup milkshake?
No. Not meat, but sweet.
Oh, okay.
Sweet and sour milkshake, dude. Get some sweet and
sour sauce and mix it
in. Throw
in
some
shake.
Vanilla, dude. Sweet and
I
sour.
I have
milkshake.
Downstairs teriyaki, but I think it has seeds in that mix, so.
No, not teriyaki.
Teriyaki milkshake.
I would fucking retch at teriyaki, dude.
What am I drinking? Blah. All right, I think we're going to go take a quick break. How
That's
about
a
that?
Good idea. Let's take a break.
Let's take a break. You are listening to Spankwagon Radio only at
spankwagon.vftp.net.
I'm Trencher.
I'm Claude Balls, and we will be back.
shut down. It was your direct. Are you okay? You okay? You okay, Annie? You've been hit by, you've been struck by a smooth criminal.
When I wanted sunshine, I got it. Wake up, kid, it's half past, and you think nothing really changing but the date. You a grand slammer, but you know Babe Ruth, you gotta learn how to relate. I've been swinging from the pearly gate. I got all the answers, lo and behold, you got the right key, baby, but the wrong key, ho, yo.
And we're back.
Yep.
Yep. That was pretty good.
Yeah, that was great.
I love this. Is like just nice a break. Total entertain us only night.
Pretty much.
The audience just happens to be listening.
Yeah. Well, not even a lot. I mean, today we're having some of our lowest ratings that we've had since we started the new not quite Nelson rating system.
Nielsen.
Same difference.
No, it's not.
Yeah. This one's Nelson counted sucked. By a bunch of. This one's counted by two blonde guys who can't sing.
What are we listening to, Aerosmith?
I don't know. Hey, no, wait!
yeah, no. Thank you, yes, man.
Hey, you are listening to Spank Wagon Radio only at
spankwagon.vftp.net.
Provided we don't break it anymore.
Right.
So,
yeah, I think the only thing that could go wrong tonight is the modem goes down.
Tink. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I plugged it. No.
Power goes out.
Okay, we said 2 weeks ago? That we were going to
what?
Do the Deadpool for Spankwagon.
Yes!
And well, so far...
No, we don't do the Deadpool! We don't do the Deadpool.
Not the Deadpool. We have our Spank Dead of the Week.
Dead Celebrity of the Week!
Except this week, they kind of outdid us.
Wow, yeah, I mean, but, like, last week, Trencher was going like, I don't know, that's more like a happens to know. This week, we've got corpses aplenty.
Corpses. Dead people that either we all know or only I know, it seems.
Yeah. I'm not even going to get on that fucking rant again. Yeah. Well, maybe a touch.
First person that we had pass away this week was Gordon Jump of WKRP and fame, also very famous for his Maytag Lonely Repairman commercials he's did since the late 80s.
Gordon Jump. He was Mr.
Gordon
Carlson
Jump
on WKRP. Right. The late, great Gordon Jump, man. You know what, dude?
He passed away. He was 71 years old.
We should play, like, Missing You by Puff Daddy during this or something. Man.
You know, if I had it,
I've got it. It'll be cool.
Jump suffered from pulmonary fibrosis. Basically, it causes the scarring of the air sacs of the lungs, leading to heart and or respiratory failure. Pretty much... That's it. He's dead.
Right.
So one dead celebrity, the Maytag guy, is dead.
But apparently, Gordon Jump died. And when you die, you get to get a wish from God. John Ritter got his to meet Johnny Cash. And Gordon Jump wanted to meet Robert Palmer.
Apparently.
Robert Palmer, singer of Simply Irresistible and Addicted to Love, you know, which we don't have the songs to, unfortunately. We could, like, play an audio clip for you. But everybody knows Robert Palmer.
Everybody knows Robert Palmer. Not just Robert Palmer. Everybody knows his all women, ones with the bored looks,
and
they can't even play.
Snappy dressing.
Yes.
Yeah. Robert Palmer died of a heart attack in Paris.
Yep.
Yeah.
At age 54.
Mm-hmm.
So, Robert Palmer died. Well, Robert Palmer wasn't the only one to go.
No. Robert Palmer decided he liked to watch a little bit of TV. And wanted to meet somebody famous. So God kind of worked a miracle a little bit there and basically called upon Whitey. Is that Whitey?
That's Whitey.
Whitey. I said Whitney later on in the fucking thing.
Typo, yeah.
There's a typo, yeah. Whitey from Leave It to Beaver. Yeah, I know. I didn't know who he was either.
Neither do I.
He was a former child actor. And
who,
wow, this is
pretty much did the typical child actor thing. Went to drugs, alcohol, crime. Pretty much anything a child actor from the 50s could do.
Yeah, eventually got himself a hepatitis C infection.
Wow.
Yeah.
He's working a little hard in overtime there, you know?
Oh, yeah, yeah. He died at, how was he? Was he 53? 53, yeah, that's
53
right.
Years old.
53 years old. He's dead, and he died of complications from his surgery. Isn't that right?
Complications from the surgery was just an ulcer
surgery.
Yeah, but
complications.
Hey, all that shit he did.
All
that drug and shit he did.
Yeah, to repair a constricted intestine caused by a hernia. Mm-hmm. So if he hadn't lifted a couch, he'd been alive today. So remember that, folks. Laziness pays.
Yep. And he...
And then he was a fucking idiot and decided he wanted to meet somebody who nobody really remembered. And this is why this guy is dead last. This is like the most annoying fucking obituary. Before Trencher goes on, I'll give you a little background. Trencher and I had an argument before the show, man. Trencher thinks it's my ego of not liking other people, man. I just think the fucking guy wrote this entire obituary himself because unlike everybody else we've had here, which is like they're dead, this is what they died of, here's a little brief touching upon this career.
And this guy had 4 pages.
Yeah, and it wasn't like these are the facts of how he died or whatnot. This had to listed all of his fucking life achievements. Like it's some sort of... You tell it.
Well, pretty much George Plimpton was an author. He was he's considered self-depreciating because he never really talked about himself.
Self-depreciating.
Which would be nice
he had nothing
if I knew more people like that.
Yeah.
He was the author of Paper Lion.
Hey.
He was a... yeah. And patron for writers such as Philip Roth and Jack Kerouac. He died. He was 76. Pretty much what he did, though, is he did a little bit of everything. He... wanted to write. He was an author who wanted to write about a lot of stuff, but
basically he's.
Well, hold on. Let me finish. Right, instead of actually, you know, just saying I'm going to write about football by watching it. No, he actually got to play some football.
Yeah.
You know, things like that. He actually played on the Detroit Lions for a while, and he also did circus acts just to write about.
No, wait, stop. Okay, no. Homeboy toured with the Detroit Lions for a year.
Yes.
And then they let him play one game.
Yes.
Don't make it sound like he was some fucking pro athlete.
No, he wasn't. I'm not saying. I mean, obviously, I would have said pro athlete, but I didn't. I said he was an author. We all know that if you can write, you can't do much of anything else.
Basically, this guy that's those who can't do.
Those who can't
teach.
Do teach, yeah.
Right. So, anyhow, yeah. It's like the fucking guy in the yearbook. You see him like almost every photo. Nobody remembers who the fuck this asshole is.
Right.
Yeah, that's basically this guy's life story. He has to. It's like every page he has to tie into some fucking celebrity where he's ridden their coattails, at least by association.
Exactly. So anyhow, George Plimpton. That was it. Yeah. And that's four fucking people dying this week since the last bank show.
Playing a little catch up.
Damn.
Who will be famous next on our list?
Who will die next? Because yeah. I mean, that's just yeesh.
Pretty good,
what's
huh?
Next? Well, very good. I mean, but
it's news for us, man.
Really. I mean, we had A.
You're gonna taste what it's like to be a professional.
Let's see. We had
reporter.
A. We didn't have any A's die though. We only had B's through Z's.
Nah, really I
don't
give a shit about
die.
That. They're famous. They're dead. They're ours.
Yeah, well, they were worth writing about, I guess, on like Yahoo and CNN and stuff like that when they died.
Yahoo.
Do you feel better?
Yeah, I feel very well.
All right, that's great.
Don't need that hernia.
All right, moving on. Actually, you know what? Today, I think we're gonna actually not do. Because I'm very, very angry at the message our chat room right now.
What? News?
Mad props.
Mad
props.
Okay, no mad props.
Only two people. I mean, we like you guys, Chizad and Rev, but...
No mad props.
No official mad props.
Just mad.
We need to do a recruiting effort.
What, like GLAD?
No, not like GLAD. Well, how are you going to recruit people? Come here. Touch my burns.
I've got... No, not me, dumbass.
Hey, you're the one who mentioned it. You must have gotten a membership packet recently.
Not me, dude.
Not you? Your boyfriend?
No, dude.
You didn't get it?
I'm all man, baby. Me, baby.
And that's man. Why they. And that's why the guys like you.
Dude, no.
Stop. He's all man.
Dude, you know what? You ever been, if anybody here ever gets hit on by a gay guy, dude, that's like the most uncomfortable feeling in the world.
You should know.
It happened to me one time in a bowling alley.
At a bowling alley?
Yeah.
Could you set the 10 pin? Oh.
No. Do you need some help with that? No, I don't. Thank you. Would not let up. I now know what it's like for it. Okay. There's a woman. You want to like be friendly with her. You want to try to get to know her better. She don't want to know you. And you're obviously annoying the shit out of her. It was like role reversal.
Really?
Didn't want to. Made me uncomfortable. Like, no. Go away. Shoo. Shoo fly.
Gah! The boards are back! But they're uglier than sin!
Wow! Boards are hosted by Whitey and run on XP!
Hey, as long as they're back.
God, man.
That took a... I mean, thank you, Whitey! If you're out there, thank you!
Whitey's the only motherfucker get mad props.
Mad props to Whitey! Fuck that. He's got just getting mad props.
Yeah.
He's getting mega props. Ready for mega props?
Mega props!
Can't even do them.
Ah!
All right, enough of the mega props.
Give me that. Take it. Mega props. I was worried, dude. You jumped up. I thought you were gonna like slap your ass cheeks together.
Yay!
Don't do that, dude. Look like you're fucking fiddling your gonads.
I'll have to get that fixed though here in a little bit.
What the mad prop sound effects?
No. I'm going to do this real quick to the message
board. God, don't touch it again. You'll fuck it up. I know you.
No, these are okay now.
But, yeah. That was the news. Do we have any other news, actually?
We have tons of other news.
I think that's it. No, it's not it. Let's see. Oh, yes. My favorite subject and yours, too. And I know it's a favorite of Red Rum. The RIAA.
Fuck these people.
I'm sure that's like Latin for Nazi. But, yeah. The RIAA. Has had two major follies in the news lately.
Huge follies.
The first one is they sued a 63-year-old woman for file sharing on her computer
mm-hmm.
for using the Kazaa software.
Mm-hmm.
Problem was, she was on a Macintosh.
Yep. Kazaa is not on a Macintosh.
Nope. So they had to drop that lawsuit. And then it's something very interesting here. Trincher.
Yes.
What is the difference between Kazaa and Kazaa Lite?
Kazaa has advertisements.
Yes.
Kazaa Lite does not, and is really? Not actually a Kazaa program.
That's very interesting. Well, you know what? Kazaa seems to know that too, and they took notice. And you know what the RIAA and major industry people use to access the internet when they use these file traders?
Did they use Kazaa Lite?
Yes, they
did. Thinking it was the same thing?
Indeed. And
oh
you know
my.
What happened?
They violated copyright infringement, so Kazaa is suing the RIAA for violating copyright laws.
Wow, I never thought adware would be such a good thing.
Indeed!
Holy shit.
It's classic.
And now they're back down again. Yeah, you know, I kind of shut them back down because I needed to work on them.
Dick.
I had to. I don't like that little...
So fucking what, dude?
I don't like it!
Just because you don't like the Indian test pattern don't mean you shut down a fucking station.
Hey.
Put this shit back up, man. I don't give a fuck if you don't like the color. We're getting people in, man.
All right, give me 5 minutes, and I'll put it back to normal.
All right. Whatever.
Normal.
Anyhow, yeah, the RIAA is getting sued by Kazaa, along with Universal Studios, you know, the Universal Studios and Music Group, Sony Music Group, Time Warner for the Warner Brothers Music Division.
See, here's the thing.
And they're just suing everybody. Now, do you know what the RIAA's response was when these papers were filed in court?
What's that?
Oh, it's glad to see they finally take a notice of copyright violations.
But Kazaa isn't breaking any
laws.
No,
it's not. Kazaa doesn't break laws. The servers that people exchange files on are hosted in countries which do not recognize world and American, specifically world, emphasis right there, copyright laws, such as Iran and Syria.
Man... That's just a bunch of bullshit.
I'm surprised they don't say, like, when you download Metallica illegally, you support terrorism.
They will. Give them time.
God, I know it.
But they did sue the little old lady. They got their money. They got a few grand from the kid. I mean, these people are fucking out of control.
Yeah, but there's also another third little tidbit.
Uh-oh, there's more.
There's an investigation into the RIAA, specifically the tactics at which they're going after these right here. They're illegal, they're illicit, they're using that. Are they unconstitutional? Are they violating privacy rights of users? A Senate investigation is now underway, and the committee is being formed as we speak.
Good.
The RIAA has overstepped their bounds, according to one congressman. And if I had the name from the article still, I would give him mad props. I would mail him that motherfucker clicker licker pop. But yeah, that's very, very interesting news. The race for California governor has heated up.
Really?
Arnold Schwarzenegger is attacking Bustamante and everybody else.
Why is he attacking?
Not attacking, but when he did in his debate,
yeah,
he certainly showed all the other people that he can hold his own as governor.
Oh, really? What'd he do?
He blasted Arianna Huffington.
Who's that? I'm sorry. Who's that?
I know. For me, it was the same thing. She's all I've ever...
Does she know George Plimpton? Just checking.
Fuck. That's a good one, actually, I gotta say. She's a political figure. She's constantly on Bill Maher's show.
Okay.
I know that. And I loved her reaction. She challenged Schwarzenegger and was taunting him, kind of attacking him, you know, using like his movies as a starting point, like you're Terminator or some shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
And Schwarzenegger calmly, casually spoke back, and at one point said, "Yeah, I got a perfect next role for you. My next movie is called Terminator 4." You know, and he was like doing like really digs in at her if she got back. Do you know what her response was when people said, "You know, Schwarzenegger held his own. He did a good debate."
Hmm.
"Well, I'm a woman. If that's how he treats me, we can see he doesn't respect women."
You're kidding.
I am not kidding.
So, let's see. He defended himself.
In a political debate. And because you're a woman and you hit him, but he can't strike back verbally at you the same way you did to him, that makes him insensitive because you're a woman. Kiss my ass.
You know what, though? That's going to work.
He is.
You know that's going to work.
I doubt it.
Really? How so?
Schwarzenegger is getting a lot of backing from the GOP. The GOP are viewing California as a point to take back the state. Schwarzenegger has already said if he gets elected, he's cutting spending on everybody's political shit for their expenditure accounts.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first thing to get the axe.
Cool.
He's also going
to
go...
Well, that has to be, because, I mean, that's why the state is so fucked.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's gonna do that right there. And $14 billion in tax breaks to businesses.
How's that going to help?
They're going to refund their taxes to the small businesses and give them tax incentives to small and large corporations to stay in California, provided they keep and provide jobs.
Hmm. Okay, so there's an incentive to doing this.
Right.
Not like here where they just say, "We'll cut your taxes, but you can outsource to India."
Right.
Got it.
So there's also other questions, too, such as, where is this money going to magically come from? They're going to kill spending in special interest studies.
Hmm.
shit like that. Schwarzenegger has already got a team analyzed the fucking state's budget. He's done all the spending himself. He has got it in plan. First action, he goes, if I'm elected, he goes, day I get elected, he goes, I'm not going to do a victory celebration. He goes, I'm going to call a special session. We're going to get down to business. Schwarzenegger has already got major backing from all the GOP figures. And Schwarzenegger has already attacked the Native American casinos.
Really?
Really. He says American Indian casinos, he goes, Indians are the biggest threat to California. Special interest group. He accuses the casinos of possibly, you know, of taking away from infrastructure. This is true. They really don't benefit Native Americans that they don't recognize. Did you know that Indian casinos only have to give money to federally recognized tribes?
Yes.
So there are many tribes in California right there that are recognized on a state level. But not
on a federal level.
So therefore, the Indian casinos refuse to help out their fellow Indians. Very interesting.
Well, you know what, though? I mean, we really want to look at it. It's tribes. It's exactly right. What it is. It's the same thing it's been for thousands of years. So I can understand that.
So now that that's going on, Schwarzenegger's finding friends in Nevada going, yeah, down with the casinos, yeah.
Really, because our biggest threat...
You know what Schwarzenegger said? Mm-hmm. I love this right there. He goes, Nevada's okay. Nevada, you know, and it's always been my opinion. Nevada, Las Vegas is Shangri-La. You have to cross hundreds of miles of desert to get here. And it's not an easy trek. So if you you don't come here often. He says right now it's that Indian casinos have quadrupled problem gambling in California. Mm-hmm. And it's draining their infrastructure. And that possibly, because California does not have a gaming commission or regulatory staff, like Nevada for the NRC?
They may have to create one.
They don't want to.
No, they don't even want to deal with gaming.
They want to shut it down.
Good.
They're going to shut down gaming in San Diego because they want to build a casino in San Diego.
Yes. No, they already have built a casino in San Diego. It's the
but
one Kenny Rogers.
That one. Looking at closing shit like that down and doing an audit. Schwarzenegger wants their asses on a leash, and I think that's a great fucking idea. I really do. And yeah, and he's already, you know, for his office right there, his website was up only 2 days. He already got 2,000 volunteers to help just at his one office alone. People are really coming out for him. And you know what right
well,
there?
Well, let's give a bit of counterpoint, though. What about Bustamante?
Bustamante spent $12 million in special interest money he received from the Indian casinos and is refusing to give it back under the presumption that he's already spent it in advertising revenue for TV commercials he's reserved. And federal judge has ordered him to return that money, saying he violated a law. He broke the law.
Special interest money for campaign financing.
Campaign donations cannot be over, like, I think...
Yeah, it's hard money to soft money.
But there's a limit. Well,
yes,
anybody
there's a limit of hard money you can receive, and there's not a limit of soft money.
No, there is in California.
Really? Because, like,
it was passed last year. It's like $50,000 is the limit. And they gave him $12 million.
Holy fuck.
And he said, no, you got to give it back. Already spent it. You broke the law. Bustamante has already been pissed off. And Bustamante, he is Latino, but Latino businesses are already thumbing their nose up to him and giving him the thumbs down.
Why?
Because Bustamante wants to enact new workers' laws for state-funded healthcare type shit for workers' comp right there, and the Latino business owners are saying, you're going to kill us. We'll go out of business. We can't afford these rates. And Schwarzenegger is saying, we don't need this if we keep the businesses here because tax revenue will pay.
Right.
Makes sense.
How long is now Schwarzenegger's, how long is his budget plan expecting to take before it actually works?
Do not know. Schwarzenegger is keeping very hush-hush. His constituents are trying to say, you know what, he doesn't have a plan because he won't share it. Schwarzenegger looks like he's got a plan, and he won't give it up because he don't want nobody to steal his ideas. And people are starting to back him, and he is in a dead heat with Bustamante.
Yeah, he has been for a while, though.
Yes, but he is above.
Of all the two, of all the clowns in that circus,
oh yeah,
those two have been tied the longest and the most.
Yeah,
so, hey,
clowns is exactly right.
You know, that's what it is. All the clowns in that fucking recall. Because the recall's been off, the recall's been on.
Yeah.
You know, the recall's now on for October 7th.
Right.
That's the vote, that's the vote.
That's the vote.
So, I wonder then, what future ads is this guy going to need, because he only has a week left?
What future ads is Bustamante going to need?
Yeah.
Well, that's the other thing, too. Bustamante found out a way around the law, too, to avoid these donations. they're not giving donations to me. They simply, on their own, quote-unquote, paid for these television commercials and these printing, and
attempt,
I had nothing to do with it.
The soft money. Yeah, that's the attempt at soft money. I can see where that's going. Okay. Right. Hey, we'll find out more about that.
We will.
You
that's going to be
about,
something
you
that's
going to be followed. We're in a politic rant. We're in a politic rant. And yeah. I will say this right now. I'm getting more and more pissed off about these judges across the country trying to stop the do not call list. Now, for those of you who don't know, the FTC pretty much, and it is a very Republican thing they're trying to do because Bush is backing this big time. They are trying to stop telemarketing, so they want to put up the national do not call. Bush supports this.
Oh, okay. I thought you said it was against it. Yeah. But I don't think that's a Republican thing. To be honest with you, as far as this anti-telemarketing thing is,
I think people are just tired of it.
Dude, you know what?
Honest to God.
I have not seen Congress, I mean both the Senate and House of Representatives, Congress as a whole, I have not seen them act as efficiently as this right here to do the will of the people since they lowered the voting age to 18.
Mm-hmm.
To be honest, I applaud everybody on that. I think they're doing a killer, kick-ass job.
But you know what really gets me is what...
It's these federal judges are pissing me off.
Yes, because they're trying to say various things such as freedom of speech...
And it's not.
Anti-competitive, things of that nature. And you know what? At this point, we're looking at an industry, telemarketing, which I know very, very, very well. Telemarketing industry as a whole.
I know call centers, and you're more into telemarketing.
And I'll tell you this. Telemarketing is it is an okay thing, provided it's not abused. But the problem is...
And it is.
It's overly abused beyond recognition. Because you have so many of these people. Now, I work for a company that, I will say, for the most part, kept everything on the level, kept everything right on the line. You know, they did it right. They followed every single law that was passed. They respected the customer bases because we called several of them. Yeah. It wasn't good work. It was factory work. I mean, and it's a new age factory type of thing.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, they did their job. They did it well. They fucked up because of, you know, it's a turnover job. It, you know, very, very lots of churn, so to speak. Lots of in and out for employees. So that's what killed telemarketing, my old job. That's what caused them to go out of business. But telemarketing as a whole, you have the boiler rooms, you have the people who are rude, you do have the fact that they seem to love the whole calling at dinner time. It's considered, you know, it's an annoyance. It's the spam of the 70s and 80s.
And you know what's really great, too? I love this. I was talking with one of our customers where I work on the phone today doing some troubleshooting, that call back I had to finish up from yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And I was, and she had a home office, and it was fucking great. I called her on her business line because her home line was busy. She's like, oh, I was talking with my husband, whatnot. She goes, hold on, I got a call. And this is all I hear in the background. Hello? No, excuse me. Do not call list. Goodbye. Click. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. In my opinion, I do not feel that is a violation of free speech.
I don't think it's not free speech. It's, I mean, me waving a flag or the unions
that's
downtown
speech.
On Fremont.
That's
free
speech.
Speech.
That's you expressing individuality. That's free speech.
Or rallying for something. You know,
right?
That's free speech.
Advertisements are not free speech.
No.
Which is, and you know what?
But in the converse of that. They are free because you can say what you want to say.
No, not cost.
You can say what you want to say in free speech, and that's the whole point of free speech and being able to ridicule the government and all that good stuff. That's, you know, that's the
no,
that's
no,
the very
no, no,
minuscule
no, no.
heart of it.
No,
but,
no, no, no. That is free speech is about expression, okay? Not about this advertising shit.
Okay, but let me get back to it. When you pervert it and put it into a commercial means, then you're taking not just free speech, but then you're trying to fit in your capitalism with it.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't necessarily not do it, but you can't necessarily do it. It's very tricky. And I understand. Now, I'm going to take the counterpoint on this just for the sake that...
You're going to play devil's advocate, as it's called.
Yes. Okay. I'm going to take counterpoint, play devil's advocate, just for the sake of saying, you know what, I understand the free speech and what they're implying about free speech by doing telemarketing.
Right.
However, I understand that telemarketing itself is something that if enough people don't want it, you're not blocking another person's free speech. You're
right.
Now telling them, okay, I appreciate it, but I don't
want
to be a part of it.
Right.
And that's what this do not call list is.
We're not saying you can't call anyone, okay? We the people are
the government is giving the average American
a
chance to finally say,
don't talk to me.
I don't want to hear this. I don't care if you tell other people who do.
Because you know what?
I don't want to.
Dude, it's like you walk... I mean, this amounts to me walking down the street, okay? And if a bum asks me for change and I fucking say, no, get away from me, what, I'm going to be sued now for violating his free speech rights? Fuck him. Fuck this shit. And I'm finally glad for once the ACLU shut the fuck up and sit on the sidelines.
Yes. Probably because they realized they weren't going to be popular at all by any party or
this,
any means.
Yes, this is not a violation of free speech because you have the option to hear it and you also have the option to fucking not to. And at the same time, it's not permanent.
Right.
It does recycle, what, every 6 months? Or is it a year?
I want to say it's every few years.
Okay. But
it's like a 10-year list.
But it automatically expires and there are limits. Don't think it's nobody can call you. Charitable organizations, tax exemptions, and religious groups are free to call you.
Mm-hmm.
In all honesty, being perfectly honest with you, I have no problem.
If I have another sheriff, I'm with the sheriff, something or another, give us money. No. I agree, but you know what? And for any of those judges, I know you're not listening to the wagon. You really ought to be. Think about it. The actual do not call list is not saying you can't call people. It's just saying these people don't want to hear you.
Right, but
I am walking past the street preacher.
But they put loopholes in.
Absolutely.
Dude, if you fill out a warranty card from Sony, okay, and you fill it into Sony, then that means Sony, no matter what the fuck they themselves are selling,
mm-hmm.
okay, can call you.
And you know what? That is actually a loophole that's existed for several years. It's called warm or cold calling. Mm-hmm. Cold call is someone who's never heard of you before, blah, blah, blah.
I don't have a problem with that.
You know, but warm calling is using a list of people who have done business with you. That's an old law. That's an old rule. That's a long-standing thing. And, yes, I understand they put the loophole in because, honestly, you can't fight it all off. I hate saying it, but you can't defeat the entire concept of telemarketing, and the business itself is something you can't beat. But you sure in the hell can try to help people to make it easier for them. And when it comes down to it, yeah, a lot of people will be pissed because after October 1st, even though they filled out the thing, they'll get those calls.
Oh, yeah.
They won't understand that you're excluded on this particular call because you did this.
Right.
And because no one reads the fine print, and because lawyers put so much fine print into stuff, you don't want to read it.
But there are these loopholes. What the fuck are they complaining about? They're complaining about the chance that they don't have the opportunity to fuck over the American public mm-hmm. and harass them and harangue them.
And these federal judges are just proving that they are not... They're not looking in the self-interest of everyone. They're only looking at whoever yells the most.
They just want to be heard.
It is a squeaky wheel, and the squeaky wheel's getting listened to.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
To be honest with you, I don't think it should be oiled. I think it should be taken out of service.
I agree.
So the judge in Denver, that's where it is, the latest one, fuck you. And you know what? The FCC is already finding a loophole.
And that is?
Don't know. Looks like they're probably going to write their own law to give themselves a loophole and have Congress approve it at this rate.
At this rate, who knows? The FCC has been fucking up a lot this year. Maybe they'll do something right.
Hopefully.
You know, they've been fucking up a lot. Maybe, just maybe, they'll do this
We
right.
the people by the people. Not for the fucking commercial interest, you capitalist pig swine.
Well, again, and same thing, you can't scream it necessarily too much of the capitalism, because capitalism is necessary.
I didn't say capitalism, I said capitalists.
Capitalists. Yes. Well, I guess we're back in the age of the robber barons. Anyhow, you are listening to Spank Wagon Radio.
Only at spankwagon.vftp.net.
We're going to take a break, actually.
Yeah, and if you don't listen to us, that's fine. We won't sue you for violating our free speech.
It's all a choice. But we'd rather have you listen, because we really think you're cool.
Yeah, we like you, and we have this great product.
We do.
Yeah, dude, we need some help, man. I know this guy in Nigeria who's dead, and we just need a bank account, so...
Hey, folks, Spank Wagon Radio.
He's weird. He's perpetually stoned. He sings about rolling marijuana cigarettes, too.
Well, you know. Got to sing about what you know. Hey, you want to hear, you know, would you like a nice cold can of some pussy?
That sounds like formaldehyde to me.
No, no, no. It's an energy drink, actually. This dude now.
Yeah, the dude got busted for selling it. Yeah. Banning obscenity. Yeah.
So you have heard about this?
Nah, I'm just ruining the news story. Just got a mean streak all of a sudden, dude. Continue.
Well, what's the purpose of continuing?
I don't know.
I mean, you know, this is part of that free speech you were talking about a little bit ago, and
yeah.
Yet it falls in kind of the gray area of marketing and free speech because he named his drink some pussy and SUMPOOSIE, and he was screaming in a megaphone, something I can actually see you doing, come get some pussy.
Hmm.
You know, and it's nation's hottest new energy drink. Some pussy is from Gainesville, Florida. The sales rep, Jarrett Rosenberg, says, and the next minute you know, someone comes up and arrests this guy who's screaming out in a megaphone, hey, come get some pussy. Gainesville police say...
How obscene, dude? I don't get that.
Well, think about it. If you can't actually see how it's written...
So?
And you're listening to it...
So?
And I guess what it is you can't swear in Gainesville.
You know, dude...
That's the only thing I can figure out is you can't swear.
I hate Florida.
So...
I still say we need to trade Florida for Puerto Rico.
You know, and basically what happened here is the Gainesville police say Garrett wasn't saying the name of the drink. Instead, he used only the secondary part. And what police say got him arrested was disorderly conduct. You know, because he was standing out there with a megaphone saying, dude, get some pussy.
You know, speaking of free speech, man, dude, free chong.
Okay, moving on. Rutherford said several other people were promoting the drink. At the University of Florida on their campus, basically, though, nobody complained. Everybody thought it was funny, the name of the drink and everything like that.
Fucking campus rent-a-pigs.
You know, and, yeah, I agree with that. But, yeah, people didn't like that. Not everybody, supposedly then, not everybody did think it funny. A mother with her 10-year-old daughter asked police to do something about the graphic language.
Fucking cunt. She shouldn't have been there anyway. Maybe that whore would have kept her legs spread. The little fucking rugrat wouldn't have been offended.
You are in a mean streak, dude. That's just harsh.
Hey, it's not my fault she's a fucking slut.
Basically, though, he's going to go to a couple weeks on the charge. Then I don't know how it's going to go, really.
So. You know what, dude? Free chong.
So, yeah, you know what, though? Some pussy. Dude. Hey, free some pussy.
Free some pussy. Free some pussy now! Free some pussy now!
See? I knew it!
Prostitutes are walking out, and I am. Finally, someone for our cause. I get busted for fucking pandering.
Yeah. Hey, you want to know a good reason not to buy a Segway?
Actually, I already do. This was funny as hell.
They're doing a voluntary recall on this thing now.
I love this too, man. You know what this reminded me of, dude? That fucking Gary Larson cartoon, Medville School for the Gifted.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking sign says pull and the kid's pushing on it on the door. Please.
The Segway is being recalled because of people falling down when the battery dies.
Yes. See, if anybody doesn't know, the Segway, it's a two-wheel device with a platform and handle.
Works based on gyroscope theory?
Right. The gyroscope theory turns the motors to constantly keep you upright. And when it detects a shift in weight, hence it tilts forward or backwards.
The gyroscopes compensate and actually initial a planetary gear, which moves it either forwards or backwards.
Right.
Or chooses left wheel, right wheel, so you could do 0-degree turns.
Right. So basically, you lean forward, you go forward. You lean to the left, you turn left, right? Things like that. Okay, fine. Problem is, you rely on gyroscopic motors to keep it balanced. So what happens is, when you get a low battery, the motors can't keep up, hence you lean forward to go, and you...
keep leaning forward and fall over.
But it's not slow, apparently. You fall flat on your stupid yuppie face.
Yes, absolutely. So you have just bought a $5,000... What would I call that? I drew a blank. I just drew a blank. Fucking blank again.
Widget. No.
Yeah, 5,000, you know, you just bought yourself a $5,000 face plant. It's exactly what you've done. So they're doing a voluntary recall so that we could do a software upgrade. You know what that tells me? Battery life gets to such a percentage.
It won't turn on.
And it won't turn on. Or it'll slow to a stop and won't allow any turning or anything like that of that nature.
How do you move it then?
I don't know.
You have to drag it.
Neutral, you know, and then just drag it.
Is there a neutral on a Segway?
There is a neutral on a Segway. It will then, therefore, turn into a wheelbarrow. Pure and simple. 21st century called, you know, and...
I'm curious
Our robot households just aren't holding up.
I'm curious about something.
Yes.
If you have a AAA card and you break down, they will bring you free fuel. They don't say gasoline, because obviously you could be in a diesel truck. or a car. So they say free fuel.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
If you run out of electricity on a Segway...
Will they bring you a generator?
Or a battery?
I don't know what kind of batteries those things are. I mean, could you hook them up to a 12-volt battery?
You have to charge
You and I have seen a Segway. We saw a Segway at a car show here in town.
Right.
And I don't know where they stored the batteries in that thing.
Actually, it's inside. You have to hook it up.
Holy shit.
I have no idea how long it takes. But,
you know,
I wonder if a breakdown on a Segway is covered under AAA.
No, because I think it's considered a pedestrian device more than it's considered an automobile.
You mean motor vehicle.
Motor vehicle, yeah, exactly.
But under that listing, then a dirt bike could be considered.
Yeah, because they don't... Well, dirt bikes, yeah. Motorcycles, no. I mean, I'm sure there's just a fine line of qualifications. I mean, I'm sure if someone could call AAA, if any of our listeners out there, whether you're in the archive or in the live chat, call your AAA right now and ask them if
they cover Segway.
If they cover Segway. Pure and simple. Do you have AAA?
No. I'm thinking about it, though.
Okay.
Murphy's Law hopefully will kick in. I won't ever break down again, but...
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, let us know and then post it up on the message boards. Speaking of the message boards, now that they're fixed...
Behold the mighty return of the biblical message boards.
By the way,
dude, if God was alive today, he would write the Ten Commandments in a post.
Yes, he would. Moving on.
I would probably reply with something obscene.
Yeah, I did go ahead. I cleaned up the site more. I made it look a lot better than it was, and I actually have something that a few people actually have wanted, but a specific forum so you could keep a conversation on topic, and where actual topic hijacking. Is not welcome.
Right.
It's an experiment right now. We'll see how that works.
So if someone hijacks the thread,
and they get their post deleted.
Right. Right.
Pure and simple.
And you know, we'll send you an email
with Goatsy in it.
Yeah.
We figure that'll teach you.
In that clown face image.
The clown face Goatsy.
Clown face Goatsy. Yeah, it was actually. So yeah, we have a great new site right there. It's a hijacking free zone.
Yeah, definitely
like
needed.
Lebanon without the Arabs.
Or the airplanes.
Yeah.
So if
the World Trade Center had tuned into Spankwagon, it would be hijack free and those people would still be alive today.
No.
Agree. Shut up.
No.
Spankwagon is fighting terrorism with our hijack free zone. That'd be good stickers, dude. That'd be a good promo product, right? Fucking signs say hijack free zone with the URL at the bottom.
I don't know about that.
Cafe Press, here we come.
There you go.
What do you think? That's a good one. I like that.
Yeah, go for
hijack
it.
Hijack free zone, dude.
I think. I don't know. Start sticking it on
like I'm fucking sure. taxis and buses and airplanes, oh my. Next little stickers that say employees must wash genitals. I have no idea who put that
dude,
up.
Dude, that was just
funny.
Hilarious.
Work. Anyhow.
Hey, cell phone, new version of the cell phone problem.
What is that?
The push to talk. Now that they realize that, well, you can't necessarily not have a hands-free now because you have to hit the button. See, kind of goes.
These
along.
Are all Nextel units. You know.
No, Nextel and Verizon is now unrolling their push to talk.
Right. Doo-doo, good point.
So
I still prefer Nextel.
You know,
like
and I don't know. I mean, I look at those phones and I'm like, okay, great, walkie-talkies. I've been using one of those for ages now. You know, what's the big deal with walkie-talkies?
Dude, those are cool phones.
You were using them when you were a kid beating up people in the park. I was using them to play CB Tag.
I was beating up people in the park. Yeah. I was intimidating them.
I was playing CB Tag. Walkie-talkies, how is it that...
CB Tag?
Yeah, the cat and mouse.
Oh, no, that's cat and mouse.
Same diff.
Breaker, breaker, you're it. What the fuck?
Well, actually, we do that, too. I kid you not, we'd be sitting there bored. One of us would be listening to a couple conversations on the air. Turn your channel. And we'd be like, break two. How about it, Chip? You got your ears on? And, you know, Chip, being Vert, actually. He'd go, yeah, what's up? And I'd just go, tag, you're it. And then I'd turn it off. 2 hours later, I might be home again. I'd turn the radio on, and I hear, how about it, Ragman? You out there? Ragman goes, yeah, what's up? And he'd go, Vert, we'd go, tag, you're it. And that'd be it.
Yeah, all right, yeah.
And then Brad would start cussing up a storm because he couldn't believe he got had. I mean, CB tag. Now imagine this would be the push-to-talk Verizon phone.
Tumble.
How about it out there, you know? Because they can hear you talk. See, one thing I don't understand is people with these Verizon phones, they press and hold the button in our office. Press and hold the button, let it beep once, then let go. It's like a polite way of saying break or CQ or whatever you want to say.
See, I never did that. I was like, hey, Cindy! You know, that was the name of the secretary back in the office, and I worked at Nevada State Bank. Yeah.
See, and you know, most people, though, go, doo-doo, and then let go. Yeah, go ahead. Hey, this is Bob. You know, I mean,
Yeah.
Me?
I'm like, dude, are you there?
I blew up. I blew our boss out of the thing because I was just sitting there. I keyed up, and instead of letting go, I just went, I'm sitting in the office in the dark. At which point I got screamed at from the other side of the room. But it's fun to do that with those phones.
That's great. You know what, dude? We should get walkie-talkies.
Okay, why?
Hang out at the park and wait for the kids to play.
Why don't we just go get wireless microphones? Wouldn't it be a little easier for...
You want to do that?
Go ahead. Let's do money this week.
Let's do a spank wagon show where what we do is we get wireless microphones and we cruise the highway.
Yeah.
Mr. Mike, dude.
Mr. Mike's.
How's it going? We're listening to you live!
Yeah!
Go crack it open, tune it down to like a popular station.
Yeah.
You're listening to the 80s. Oh, you want to talk about something similar to that, though? I was next to a pickup truck from Desert Dodge, and on it it says, tune to 101.9 to listen to some great deals. And I'm thinking, what the hell?
Rolling commercial.
Popped the 101.9 on my deck.
Yeah.
Sure enough, rolling commercial for our just nothing but Desert Dodge commercials. Buy this car for this much down, blah, blah, blah.
Dude, fucking A, I told you that shit too, goddammit. I had that fucking idea. Remember? I said, let's do that, dude. We should like do a rolling broadcast. He said, nah, we'll get hit by the guys when the FCC would write vans.
Yes.
No, that's stupid, blah, blah, blah.
We would. You have to license for that. They licensed for that. They licensed those trucks.
I had that fucking idea first, goddammit. I had that idea.
Patent
just like
shit.
Just like the fucking mortuary, dude.
Patent shit. Tell them your mortuary deal.
Dude, I thought this idea up way a long time ago, and now CNN is acting like it's like fucking new stuff. It's not. I had the idea, okay? Palm Mortuary here in town is giving out themed funerals.
Okay.
They'll put up like giant fucking cactuses and slot machines and cowboy boots and shine shit on the walls like pictures of tumbleweeds and a fucking Las Vegas sign and give you themed fucking funerals. I thought of this shit first, and you told me that it was a bad idea.
I thought it was a dumb idea, and I still do. I don't care who does it. It's still dumb.
Dude, man, I could be so bling-bling rich right now.
Bling-bling rich? Who'd buy it from you?
Fucking deceased people's family.
If you want to talk about, oh, I got these great ideas, everybody steals from me. You have to patent them. Don't listen to me saying, God, that's pretty dumb. Fucking go up, patent them. Get the copyrights and trademarks and all the reprotection on that.
Dude, I thought of that shit first, man. The fucking mortician stole it
from
me.
Well, you didn't do anything about it, so no harm, no foul.
Well, I'm going to have to do something now.
Well, you can't.
I'll do something.
What, die so you could say you at least were in a funeral that was themed?
No.
Okay.
No.
What other ideas have you had?
I've had many ideas.
Well, share.
Shit, I forgot.
See?
Oh, we were talking about this earlier. I told you some other ideas I had, man.
But even low power stations, from the thing, even low powered FM, because it was on the FM band.
Technically, yeah.
They have to have a license. They have to have some sort of commercial license. Now, low power is one thing. 50 watts, I'm sure all he was running, because he faded out about a mile. So I'm sure he was running really low power, maybe 50 watts, maybe more like 20 to 30.
Uh-huh.
And you know what? I'm like, yeah, okay, that's cool and all. You still need licensed. You really do. No matter, I mean, on that spectrum, on that bandwidth, from 88.1 all the way to 108 FM, and then from
let's do that, man.
540 AM.
Let's broadcast some. Let's broadcast the raunchiest shows.
AM. You can't.
Yeah.
You're in a vehicle. Even though you're in a vehicle with
low
power,
they will find us.
Do you not understand radio wave propagation?
Yes, I do, and I know how triangulation works.
Yeah, he's moving north. Okay, the triangle's moving north. Oh, look, there's a truck with an antenna that says, tune in to this.
Nuh-uh, we won't tell them that, dude.
Then how will they know?
We'll hijack regular FM frequencies.
Oh, that'll even get you in more trouble.
It'd be great, dude.
What the fuck are you thinking?
What I'm thinking that we could go ahead and get ourselves some great fucking exposure. It doesn't have... Yeah, dude, we do it real concealed. Like,
okay, look. As much as I'd like a write-up in maybe the Las Vegas Sun or the Las Vegas Review-Journal, I don't think the police blotter would do quite what you think it's going to do for you. What the fuck are you thinking?
I'm thinking we gotta, like, advertise ourselves, man.
Right. Okay. Moving on.
Let's spam the airwaves, dude.
Spam wagon.
Spam wagon. Oh yeah, next thing you know, people are the fucking oh everybody oh.
Hey, no publicity is bad publicity, right?
No. Hey, here's the thing. Check it out. You want to know bad publicity?
I'm checking it.
RIAA is bad publicity.
Well, yeah, that's good.
No publicity is bad publicity. Oh, yeah. So is the,
I mean, you're promoting a product, not enforcing idiot fucking
speaking
rules.
Of spam, pop-up killers and shit like that are starting to lose the war again, and it's pissing me off in my daily basis, my daily job. My email now gets spam.
At work?
No. At home here, my home mail, my main primary mail, gets spam now.
Dictionary attack.
First time. This week. It was Wednesday this week, and now I'm getting spam daily. And
I'll tell you a good site to stay away from that spams people.
What's that?
LendingTree.com.
What, just by showing up or signing up?
Signing up for like when you like go for any of their online transactions. LendingTree.com did that. We must fight the power.
You know, the spam is getting out of control. Now, someone actually figured a way. AOL was one of the few messenger services that didn't get like constant spam from the AIM. But now they started getting spam and then they blocked it and now guess what?
Hacked.
It's hacked, getting spam again. You know, Yahoo is one I hang out on a lot, trolling message boards and shit like that and starting arguments and, you know, whatever fuck I do. And I get a ton of fucking spam. MSN, I don't get anything yet. I haven't gotten anything yet. I don't know if it's because I just don't allow shit through or I don't troll as much as I do on them as I do on Yahoo. It's still pretty bad though.
I think we should close our cyber borders down.
What can we do? I mean,
stop all
they're trying
from China
it legally. They're trying it legally. But if we stop, we're going to get overzealous and we're going to get sued like AOL did for blocking spam because it was too overzealous and it was blocking shit people wanted. People are dumb enough to buy stuff based on spam advertisements.
And I think we need
to be neutered.
We must stop them from getting on the internet. We should license them.
You know, I've heard this one before, and I hear this one every few days. Licensing to get on the internet. Why do you feel that?
Because I'm tired of llamas and lamers. I think that every son of a bitch that ever has ever in their entire fucking life said I'm computer illiterate, I think they should permanently be fucking restricted to the kids zone on AOL.
So
I am dead serious.
So in other words, put like ham radio has licensed classes to where, you know, you can, if you know this much, you can use this much.
Right.
If you know that much, you can use that much more.
Sign a contract. I'm accountable.
That would be interesting to say, hey.
I'd like to see that inside the OS myself.
The who?
Inside of the operating system.
Okay.
You know, first time you install an OS says, I agree to this. And who knows what it says. I don't know if anybody's ever actually read that. I think it should be part of that right there. I think that you say, like, hey, I agree that if I send out unsolicited email or if I fail to update it or if I do not resolve any kind of a virus issue with my computer, blah, 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 I am going to be held responsible. Worm viruses are propagated by idiots that don't upgrade their fucking OSs.
True, very true.
And I cannot wait. I can so not wait until we finally put everything into effect where at work we don't support Windows 98.
That's going to be down the road, though. We're already almost getting to the point for 95.
No, 95 isn't supported at all now.
Well, you know how that goes.
No, it's not supported. I think it's going to be like January or sometime or at least one more year or something like that. It's like 6 months to a year from now. Windows 98, we will cease support for that. It'll be ME and up.
Well.
Only.
Not that ME is anything worth hollering about.
It doesn't matter.
ME seems to be more buggy than 98 Second Edition.
Oh, God, isn't it?
You know, I mean, people say they have ME. I cringe.
Ooh.
But anyhow.
Like, why did you buy that?
Yeah, really. Oh, it was an upgrade. No, it wasn't.
Aye.
It wasn't a good one.
All you did was buy an expensive version of Plus.
Exactly. Exactly. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this has been Spankwagon Radio.
The greatest radio show ever known to man.
Remember, though, if you're in a foreign country and you want to cause violence, whatever you do, don't be a moron and pour oil over a street, like 5 gallons of oil.
Really?
Yeah.
What alder are you meaning?
Well, the incident happened in a beach road, and I love these street names and the city names in Babacombe. Babacombe.
Babacombe.
Babacombe.
Babacombe.
On Thursday evening between 9 p.m. and 10:15. Police and emergency highway maintenance team from Torres Bay Council were called out to the scene. They received reports that cars were struggling to make their way up the road for Odicombe. Odicombe.
Odicombe.
Odicombe Hill Climb. I think I not necessarily downloaded this for the news. I just Hey, you know, Odicom?
You imagine the fucking person that submitted this story to the editor, like, fucking spell check.
A 5-gallon oil drum was found in the bushes nearby. Repairs were called out yesterday, and the road was closed until lunchtime. A police spokesperson said that this was an extremely reckless act, particularly in the view of the ban, or in view of the bend in which the oil was poured. In other words, steep hill, oil in a bend on the road. They wanted to make a dead man's curve.
Welcome back from Dead Man's Curve.
It's only through the good fortune that no damage was caused and no one was injured by this thoughtless act. A Torbay Council spokesperson said they had cleared the oil off the road. Apparently they did it all alone without the use of the cleaning crews they called. He said our emergency highway maintenance staff applied some oil dry. Guess he did have help, but oil dry, we've used that.
Yeah.
Looks like soap.
No.
Oh, it's called cat litter.
Yeah.
They swept it off the road and it was reopened. It was cat litter.
It was cat litter.
But we will continue to monitor it. They also put signs up warning drivers to take care. Hey, take care, man.
Might be shit on the road. Hey, take it easy, all right? I'll see you later.
All right, take care.
Signs like that, but they're backwards and they face the opposite direction of traffic.
I want to say, I want to move to Otacombe.
Otacombe?
I'm going to move to Otacombe.
I don't know where the fuck Otacombe is.
I have no fucking clue where Otacombe is. I didn't even get to find it in the article. Steve Farwerkar.
Farwerkar, yeah.
Farwerkar, who runs Carry Arms Pub in Beach Road, saw his business suffer after a previous closure to the road. It was shut for 18 weeks last year as the council undertook they measured in pounds, a 250-pound project. 250,000-pound project.
That's a dollar amount full.
Not wait. That's a heavy project. To stop the road from falling into the sea.
Oh, asphalt does weigh a lot.
Yeah, stop the road from falling in the sea.
Shit, this is a curve on a hill on a beach cliff.
Big, 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 big.
Oh, shit.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tom Money's won. Well, kids, he's won an exciting trip to Otacombe.
Yay.
Fuck.
Sounds like a fucking... dating game prize.
Yeah, really? Anyhow. Yeah, this is a road that collapses into a cliff that goes down to the sea. Hence its name, Beach Road. Now.
Well, shit, dude, we live in Nevada and there's Beach Road out here.
No,
don't hand me that shit.
Beach Road. There's not Beach Road. There's Mountainside and shit like that, but there's also, well, Beach Road because of the name. There's also Gomer and fucking Pyle who intersect. But anyhow,
true.
But
don't say I should have recognized that was near a fucking body of water just because it had a fucking name of it. Okay, people here live on like fucking harbor mist. Okay,
true.
And we never have fucking mist here, and nor do we have a fucking harbor.
That's true. And we also live on. We have people who live on American Pacific. Fuck, I live on.
American Pacific, yeah. Yeah, you live on a fruit name, dude.
I live on a fruit name road. I live on, you know, a
there's no vineyard
tree
near
there's
here.
Bing cherry and,
yeah.
You know.
Dude, you know what, man?
What?
Just think about American Pacific. We still don't know
where, that is. We have to look for it. But anyhow, so yeah, this guy, it was definitely an act of vandalism in Otacombe, which is part of Babacombe.
The Spankwagon News Group. No.
And
the home office in Otacombe. Wow.
Otacombe, yeah. Babacombe. Babacombe, Otacombe.
Babacombe.
Where do you live? I live on Babacombe. Well, you know, I like to have, like, Stratford-on-Avon. Mm. You know, like where Shakespeare's from, you know, because it's this place, village that's on the river.
Yeah.
Well, this is Babacombe on Obacombe. Babacombe on Obacombe.
Yeah, wow. So you live...
Babacombe on Obacombe.
So you live on...
Makusa. You know, Baba Kanoush.
Dude, you are so culturally insensitive.
Oh, don't you dare start that with me. I mean, I'm not calling people, like, fucking racist names or anything.
That's right. You're not on the message board
right now. Absolutely. Jesus, people. You know, I like to pride myself for being from Iowa and that we're a very tolerant place.
Man. Yeah, but, dude, the message board right now is like a Klan rally.
Oh, my God. Get your hood. It's Spike Wagon Radio.
We need that as a fucking whiskey bottle.
You know, I could play that Ode to Joy banjo thing again if I want. Fuck that. Last news. Last bit of thing here. Talking about Schwarzenegger earlier. You know what he's doing? He's putting a little bit of his money where his mouth is. Just a teeny weeny bit. Only about $20,000 to convert his I think it's an H1. To convert his Hummer into a hydrogen vehicle.
That's killer.
And he's proposing to put hydrogen fuel as a necessity.
Is it an H1 or H2?
It doesn't say, actually.
It would have to be an H2.
Not necessarily.
He's necessarily. Well, I can tell you why. I can tell you why right now.
Well, here's what they're saying. He's having one of his Hummers.
Right.
So we don't know if it's the H2 or if it's Maria, okay?
It's H2, I can tell you right now. I know for a fact why it is.
What's that?
Because H1s are diesel only. Hydrogen has to have a spark plug.
Yes, yes. So not a glow plug. And well, hold on.
He owns
Who says you couldn't put different heads on it?
Yeah, I do.
Different heads, different kind of sleeve. You're done. But yeah, he's basically costs like $21,000.
Hold on, let's hold up the Krager talk.
Sorry. Put the wrenches away. But yeah, basically it's...
Get those out!
But basically...
That's great. We should have that on a soundboard.
We are the soundboard.
We're Foley artists. This is going to look so good on my Hollywood resume.
I give up. All right, gang. You have been listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Mad props to us.
And hello, Airwolf. Glad you could catch us for the goodbye.
Bye.
Spankwagon Radio.
Only at spankwagon.vftp.net.
I want to say thank you for Whitey for being my savior and cleaning and fixing my problem with the message boards.
So Whitey is Jesus to you.
Whitey is Jesus right now.
But
right now.
Will he still be your savior in the morning?
I'll Judas him. I will. I want to say thank you to Plot Boss for being early.
Here's 300 pieces of silver to go get a cab.
Right on. Also, I want to say thank you to VFTP, Virtual One, Chip, whatever we're going to call him this week, because, hey, he does provide the space for the site, and that's always a good thing.
Blah, 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 blah.
Moving on. Thank you, me. Why? Because I'm just here, and that's a good thing.
I'm better than you.
Whatever.
I say so.
You have a good... Y'all have a good night now, you hear? Spankwagon Radio, Spankwagon at VFTV.net. Good night.
Have a good night. Spankwagon.
Shit the giggles one more time. Tuning in to Spank Wagon Radio at spankwagon.vftp.net. Good night.